Mitch, Matt talked to us yesterday saying that when he first addressed the team at the beginning of the offseason, he said he wanted you guys to emerge more confident in what you guys could be. So I'm curious, after you've been through the offseason program with the exception of the two practices, what are your sources of confidence looking forward?
Just our ability to process information and execute our plays quickly. And we've installed a lot over this whole OTAs and this mini camp. And just from hearing what Coach has to say, we're ahead of schedule. And just continue to execute our plays at a high rate and just being able to learn all the details of this offense and go out there, have fun, and everyone do our jobs and do it well. So that gives me confidence. And just really talking to Coach a lot and just seeing where we're at, how much we've progressed, and what plays we've really gotten good at over this span of time just gives me confidence in how we're able to go against our defense and do well, because they're doing a lot of different stuff, showing us a lot of good looks, and they're really competitive, and they're making us better. So for us to be able to compete with them and even win some drills is gives me confidence. Yeah, we were just creating positive plays on offense, moving the ball against a really good defense. So they create a great challenge for us every day. But I think the guys and the coaches, we just have a great understanding of this offense and the way they've taught it. And we're able to go out there, play fast, execute the plays, and each man knows how to do their job. And that makes football fun, and it makes it easy when everyone knows how to do their job and do it well. So we just got to keep learning the details of the offense, just keep making it more dynamic, which it is, and it's a lot of fun. So I think we're headed in the right direction for sure.
What did you learn about Kevin White from April until right now?
Yeah, Kevin, he's come out really hungry, which is great to see. A lot of passion. He looks great out there. And he's just he's coming in every day with an open mind, ready to work. He wants to be coached. He wants me to just – communicate with him every play, what I see, what he sees, and we're talking on the field and off the field about what he can continue to get better at, and he's just shown a lot of passion out there every day, and he showed a lot of promise of how he can help this team this year.
His biggest problem is the reps. I mean, when you heard he didn't get no reps, can you see the improvement with Kevin?
Yeah.
Get the reps every day when he started the program?
Yeah, definitely. Reps is the key to everything, but it was kind of nice because with the new offense, everyone kind of had a blank slate, so we're all starting from the same point moving on. So he's done really well in this offense, and the more reps you can get, the better. But it's definitely nice to see, and we just got to continue to build that chemistry and groove this offense.
Are you okay with teammates and coaches comparing you to Carson Wentz and Matt Ryan, or would you prefer that they tone it down a little bit?
I don't really listen to the comparisons. I haven't heard anything.
How's your approach different this year with a year under your belt now?
Just do my job, go about my business, be a leader on this team for this offense, and come prepared to work every day. Just bring a lot of energy to the building, and just go out there, do my job, make my teammates' job easier. So I just feel like I know what to expect more on a day-to-day basis, what I need to do, how I can make my teammates' job easier, and just continue to set goals, weekly goals, short-term goals, meet those goals, and just keep raising the bar and getting better each and every single day.
You've seen a lot more of Trey Burton.
Yeah, Trey's an awesome ball player. I mean, he can do anything we ask him within this offense. He's going to get open. He's really smart, runs great routes, and has sure hands. So I feel like any time he's on the field, he's going to be open. He's going to make a play for us when we need it. So we just got to continue to build that chemistry, and he knows the offense really well. He's in a similar system. So he's helping guys get lined up. And that just allows us to play faster. And me and him have really clicked throughout the OTAs. So this can be a great combination for us.
Over these last 2.5 months, as you've gotten so much information piled on you, and there's the inevitable bumps in the road of installing a new system, how have you sort of found the comfort zone in being uncomfortable at times?
Yeah, for sure. What helps with that is just talking to Coach Nagy every day. So he always goes back to, we're going to test you in this offense and see how much we can handle. And he told us they've installed more over this last OTAs than they have in the past installing this offense. And for us to just be able to handle it, get it on film so we could, even if you make a mistake, it's on film so we go back and learn from it, watch it over and over again, and then don't repeat the mistakes. So we're just getting better from that. But But yeah, exactly. Just talking to Coach Nagy and seeing what we can improve and looking at the mistakes we made and don't make them again.
And how have you been able to work through that? Just internally, understanding that you don't have the full knowledge and command that you eventually will, and just having to, I guess, embrace that as part of the process here.
Yeah, it's part of the process. So just knowing that there's going to be bumps in the road and just have that mentality that we're getting better every single day, learning from our mistakes, and talking to coach. I mean, just being on the same page and just knowing it's part of the plan that it's the first year in this offense. It's our first OTAs, and we still have to get a couple pieces back. But yeah, it's all part of the plan, and we all believe in Coach Nagy's plan, and it's going really well. And you've seen the progression from the first day to now, so I guess that gives us confidence as well that, each day you might have some bumps in the road, but looking back on it, we've gotten so much better from where we were at day one, and that just gives us confidence as an offense moving forward.
After you, Tariq Cohen might have the most time to play as far as learning the offense because he's such part of so many different facets of it. How have you seen him acclimate himself to it, considering all the things he has to learn?
Yeah, for sure. And it's a great thing that he has a lot to learn because that just means we're trying to get him the ball in so many different ways and utilize him within this offense. But Tariq's a really smart player, and this is the great thing about him. Not only is he dynamic with the ball in his hands, but he understands the offense and knows how to open up his other teammates as well, whether it's just doing his job, making a block, or running a specific route without the ball in his hands. But we all know what he can do with the ball in his hands, and for him to be a smart player and understand this offense, we could pretty much line him up at any position, and he could argue he could play my spot right now too.
What would you tell fans why this offense will be better this year?
I'm sorry?
What fan asks you, why is this offense going to be better this year? What would you say?
Yeah, I would just say it's a wide-open attack, and it's a great offense because there's so many options within it, and we know our job, and it all comes down to execution for us. There's so many options. I can't even, begin to where it starts, but Coach Nagy has brought in a great plan. I think the system fits the players we have. In particular, I just feel like it really fits my skill set with the RPOs, the quick game, stretching the ball down the field, and then with the running backs we have, just pounding it inside and continuously to establish the run game each and every game. I just feel like we got a lot of options. It's going to be really dynamic, and on top of that, just how we understand it and how the coaches have taught us since day one is just going to allow us to play faster and execute the plays better at a higher rate.
My question, do you have a sense for how your running game, your ball carriers in line, how that's going to go?
Me or running backs?
Yeah, you first.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to go well. At the end of the day, the number one thing for me is the quarterbacks. I mean, the coaches are always high on protect yourself, get down, slide. But you want to be an aggressive runner. And it's the same thing with me and the running backs out here. You can't be tackled. But just trying to make it as realistic as possible so you kind of can feel the defenders around you, know when – all right, these next 3 yards aren't worth it. Let me get out of bounds. Let me get bounds. It's all about playing with that line. And, just being a natural ball carrier and do what I got to do for this offense.
How many rushing yards should
we put down for this year? I don't know. Hopefully we just tear it up in the run game and in the pass game. We have a really good balanced attack this year.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.